you're about to be in a new sugya. That's a sugya of what one is permitted to do on Chol HaMoed, the tzorach refuah, medical purposes, and what one is not permitted to do. Even though it's theoretically a new sugya, some of the principles we spoke about in the past, in terms of Ochol Nefesh and such a haguf, are going to come back to repeat themselves in the sugya as well. So the sugya begins with a statement in the Tosefta, the first of the Ma'amakamos, the Tosefta in my Kotan, Perek Beis, Lochi and Aleph. The Tosefta says that Mekizim Dam, Lemehema, Lechai, Leofos, the Ein Monin Reform in Avehema, that one is permitted to draw blood for animals on Chol HaMoed. Again, we have to put ourselves back into the mindset of drawing blood. We're drawing blood at one time until fairly recently in medical history. It was considered to be a fairly normal medical treatment. We know that the Gemara speaks about a Kazda Dam very often. So I imagine that if you do a Kazda Dam for a person who's not feeling well, you can do a Kazda Dam for a behemoth not feeling well either. So that the Septa says one is permitted to do this on Chol HaMoed. Not only is one permitted to do a Kazda Dam, there ain't moan and reform in a behemoth. And we don't refrain from any type of refu, anything that's mutta for for an animal, anything which is lutzarech refuah, so it's all going to be permissible. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes one step further. The Shulchan Aruch in our Chaim and Siman Tovkuf Mabbeis of Beis, Kol refuah mutta b'chol hamoed, that all types of refuah are mutta b'chol hamoed. Now the assumption is that if refuah is mutta for animals on chol hamoed, so kavachomer b'menosha kavachomer refuah is mutta for people on chol hamoed. So that's the assumption, the simple pshat in this sugya. There is a little bit of a question about this, that one could perhaps argue that even though this Tosefta sounds this way, that everything is mutter, the Tosefta gives two examples. One is really a prop, one's a klal. The Tosefta starts with Makizin Dam Lebehema, which is a specific example, specific illustration of the type of refuah that's mutter. And then the Tosefta makes a more general global statement of Ein Monin Refuah Min HaBehema, which sounds like you're allowed to do just about anything. One could perhaps argue, one could perhaps question that maybe this is not the case. There is a discussion in the Rishonim already as to this issur of the Hakazus Adam, something which would otherwise have been also, that the Tosefta is telling a Chiddush, that Hakazus Adam is Mutar Chol HaMoed. Question is, why would it have been also in the first place? What issur exactly is involved in the bloodletting to begin with that the Brayis has to tell me that it's Mutar? So there is a more than a Chashabas question that we have to, as we've already seen many times, before you pass to the Chol HaMoed Shal, you have to go back to Chos Yom, before you come in to Chos Yom, you have to go back to the Shabbos. I guess we did things in the right order. We spent 4 years in the Shabbos. We skipped the Chazyanta, but we talked about that along the way. We had many Yom Tovim in the last 4 years. And now we're going back to Chol HaMoed. So in order to really appreciate this statement of the Tosefta, that one is permitted to draw blood for an animal on the Chol HaMoed, we have to understand for a minute what issue was involved. And once we understand what potential was involved, that will give us some insight as to what exactly the parameters of the Heter are. So let's go out of Chol HaMoed for a moment back to the Shabbos. What is the halacha about a Kazus Adam in general? Why is bloodletting also on Shabbos? What possible halacha is involved in bloodletting? So the answer is pretty simple. It's an issue of Chovel. You know, the Gemara tells in many places that Chovel is also on Shabbos. That's an issue of Yeraisa. To cause any bleeding on Shabbos is prohibited in the Torah. But what's unclear in the Gemara is which halacha precisely it falls under. So the Gemara says many, many times the Chovel is an issue of Yeraisa, but the Gemara never says what halacha it is. So we have to look. We have 39 choices. So what's the answer to that question? So there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim. We're only going to talk about two right now. There are two basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. What the Isser of Chovel is all about. Where did this Isser come from in the first place? The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos in several places. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Chovel is subsumed under the mahalchim of Shoychet, or sometimes we use interchangeably the terms Shoychet and Atilas Neshama. The halacha is one of the halachas is that I'm not allowed to take the life of an animal. Life of a person can do that during the week also. You're not allowed to take the life of an animal on Shabbos. The tilas neshama shaychet. So it comes to Ben Adam and says that when you take the dam out of the animal, you take a dam out of a person. So the pasuk says in Parshas Eki Adam Hu Nefesh. So mali nefesh kulo mali nefesh b'tzasa. He says in Ben Adam that the Torah is machshiv even the removing of part of the nefesh. You remove the entire nefesh, and therefore, the real malach that you violated was the malach of shaychet, the malach of etilas neshama. We spoke about this a bit of time in the past, and in the Shabbos Yerim, we mentioned that according to Beritam, that the Yisr is Mishum etilas neshama, whatever the blood is, quote unquote, no longer alive, whatever the blood is no longer part of the circulatory system, So it's not really dam or nefesh anymore, so we had a possibility to be mutter. We spoke, remember, about the drawing of the blood out of the umbilical cord. There's a procedure that's done today when a woman gives birth, so she wants to store the umbilical cord for the stem blood, stem cells. So the shaylas, can you do that on Shabbos? So we will make the lahakel because that blood is not really connected anymore. They already tied the cord. It's already mafkir the blood for the rest of the system. We thought, according to Rebbe Tam, it would be mutter. We said at the time that everyone agrees based on other considerations. Right. That's what we thought. That's the Tashas, that this is the application. Parashat Lo, some dam mifkir pocher k'subus tavav. Right. Look at that. But the Rambam had a whole different twist on this Isser of Chol. The Rambam says there's nothing to do with Netil Sashom. The Rambam doesn't quote Netil Sashom here. The Rambam says it's an Isser similar to Cholev, Chovel and Cholev, the same letter, different thing, but the same halacha. Cholev, says the Rambam, when you extract milk from an animal, or from a person for that matter, that's a malacha of dosh, of schita. That's like squeezing out a fruit. So says the Rambam, when you cause somebody to bleed, so you're extracting the liquid from the solid, you're pulling out the liquid from the person's body, from the animal's body, that's an issue of dosh, an issue of farag, an issue of schita. Those three terms are used interchangeably. That's a very, very different type of an issue according to the Rambam than it is according to Rabbi Natan. So my left Kamina, what does that
but
do?
But Gisha is only
the Gidulei Karka. Oh, so that's the Rambam Lushitas holds that animals are called Gidulei Karka because animals eat, they get nourishment from the ground. Tosfos is Lushitas also, but Tosfos holds that even Cholev is not Mishum Disha, because Tosfos says that Ein Disha Elba Gidulei Karka, so Tosfos...
That human being is not
Gidulei Karka. Oh, so the Rambam holds people are also Gidulei Karka. They also eat from the ground. I mean, their basic nutrition comes from the ground. That's also called Gidulei Karka. So a couple part of we have Machlekes, the Rambam and Rav Netan, what the nature of the Isser of Chovel is, which Malacha does it fall on, the question, who cares? Let us come in. At the end of the day, it's also Midaraisa on Shabbos, and at the end of the day, it sounds like it's Mutter Chomayt, so why do we care so much what the nature of the Isser is? Machor, there's a tremendous difference. And going back to the Shabbos, what would that Locha be if a person didn't make his Dam on Shabbos? A person bloodlet. Again, in the old days, so what was the purpose of bloodletting? Assuming it wasn't Pikuch Nefesh, so a person didn't feel well, a little fever, whatever it was, they go to the bloodletter, to the barber pole, and he goes to the bloodletter, and he sticks a finger and pull out some blood. Sure. What did they do with the blood that they took out? They threw it to the garbage. Is that a Nisadir Aisa? Is that not a Nisadir Aisa? When I remove the blood, but yet I'm not going to use the blood for anything, is that prohibited in the Torah?
Wouldn't it depend on
the guys? Oh, so Chorda depends on the Machlekes Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. That's what the Echronim write, that according to the Rambam who holds, that the malacha of Chovel is basically like extracting milk, or basically like squeezing out grape juice from the grape. So we know there's a cloud that it has to be malacha tzrich legufa. So malacha tzrich legufa means that I'm extracting the grape juice in order to drink the grape juice, or I'm extracting the milk in order to drink the milk. If I'm extracting the blood because I want to use the blood, okay, I want to do a blood test of the blood, so I want to hold on to the blood. The Gemara uses the example, you extract the blood to feed it to your dogs. Okay, we'll leave that out for now. But for our purposes, in the 21st century, you're extracting the blood to use it for a test. So that would be called the lachat shrich legufa. But if you're extracting the blood just to discard it, just to make the person feel better by through the process of bloodletting, the chara, that's a classic malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and that would not be an isadira isa. Now, it happens to be a little bit of a quirk that the Rambam happens to hold malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayef min haTorah. So the Rambam personally would hold that HaKadosh Adam is the araisa, but that's really tangential to our discussion. If you hold that the Isser of Chovel is rooted in Schita, is rooted in Dosh, so then if you don't need the results, you don't need the blood, that's called the Malacha Sheh Tzrich Legufa, which, putting aside the Rambam's personal Shita, would only be Midirabbanan. According to Rabbi Natan, so the Rambam personally would hold that because of the Dam is the Araisa only because he has the Das Yachid that Malacha Sheh Tzrich Legufa is Chayav. But if you hold like all the other Rishonim that Malacha Sheh Tzrich Legufa is Potter,
Stein would hold it with the Yasser?
We were on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, everyone agrees you can't talk about the Dam and Shabbos. I'm just trying to figure out. We're getting to Cholman.
But it doesn't make a difference whether it's Dash from a Ben and Shema.
No, so that's what we're going to get to in a second. So again, if you hold that it's based on Dash, so then obviously, just as if you squeeze grapes to use the grape juice, that's an Isidir Aisa. If you squeeze out the juice because you want to eat the grapes, and the grapes taste better without the juice, the more so you want it, I don't know, the grape, whatever you want to do with it. So that's called Malacha She'ena Tzrich Legufa. However, if you hold like Rabbi Natan, if you squeeze out the grapes and you don't want the juice, that's called Malacha She'ena Tzrich Legufa. So according to Rabbi Natan, though, everything changes. According to Rabbi Natan, What's the purpose of Chovel? The purpose is not rooted in the Dam. The purpose is in the Netila Shavu. It's the Hotzos Adam that's also. It's the Shechita. It's the Netila Shavu that's also. So as long as I want to remove the blood from the animal, from the person, that's called Vavachat Tzricha Legufa. It's not a function of the Chepts of the Dam. Chepts of the Dam is the Malas. It's the Netila Shavu that has to be defined as Legufa. So when it comes to Kodesh Adam, I want to remove the blood, because it says in my blood-letter manual that removing X amount of blood is going to make the person feel good. It doesn't matter that I use the blood or don't use the blood. It's the Yitzias Adam, that's Tzricha Legufa. That's exactly what I'm trying to accomplish. That's what I am accomplishing. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it turns out that HaKadosh Adam is a Melacha Tzricha Legufa, strange that may sound, and it would be also Midah Araisa and Shabbos. So now we have this Machlekes of Rishonim. What is our view on bloodletting in general, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos? Is it the Araisa or is it the Rabbanon? Now we have to go back to the Tosefta. So the Tosefta says, Makizin Dam Lebehema, that you're allowed to bloodlet an animal on Cholamoy. In Gevaldik Chiddush, are we dealing with the Araisa? Are we dealing with the Rabbanon in the first place? According to the Rambam, or those who would follow the Shittas Rambam, that bloodletting is not really the Araisa, because it's a Malach Shetzich HaLegufa, so the Tosefta didn't really tell us all that much. All the Tosefta told us is something which is anyway only innocent the Rabbanon on Chalamoy, it's okay. Chalamoy is Mishkefelach. Is there any statement in the Tosefta that Malach is the Araisa Amutah L'Tzorach Refuas Behema? There is no such statement. There's no indication that Tosefta, the only case that Tosefta could give was Mekizin Dam L'Behema L'Chayel Ophos, that you're allowed to bloodlet, you're allowed to bloodlet on the Chalamoy, and that example itself was a prototype of an Issa Derabana, not an Issa Deraisa. So how do you know, where does it say that the Shabbat that Malachas Deraisa are going to be Mutter?
According to that approach, then the Ein
Monin. So the Ein Monin Reform in Abahema, name either of a similar nature, right, possibly. Oh, we'll see in a moment, may have a little different connotation. So according to the Rambam, and a Kodesh Adam, again, when I say the Rambam, I mean those who hold... Right. According to the Rambam Shita, within a Kodesh Adam, that a Kodesh Adam is basically Midrabanan, because it's a Malach Shemshik Lagufa, then the Tosefta is not saying all that much. The Tosefta is saying, he's serving the Rabbanan for a full Amutar Chalba. Good, okay, that's also nice to hear, but it's not telling us what we really wanted to hear. It's not taking a stand on the more basic question, are we not to everything with Tzorach Refuah outright? However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosefta is saying a lot. According to Rabbeinu Tam, HaKadosh Adam is the prototype of a D'araisa, and the Tosefta is saying even that's mutter. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, because it turns out a little bit of a chumra kula, because Rabbeinu Tam is so machmen Hilchos HaKadosh Adam, therefore he turns out to be very, very makel in Hilchos Cholamoy. According to the Rambam, who's very makel in Hilchos HaKadosh Adam, he ends up stuck being very machmen Hilchos Cholamoy. So the chumra, that's how the first half of the Tosefta has to be read. The question is, what about the second half of the Tosefta? The Ein Monin Refuah Min HaBehema? One could argue that the phrase Ein Monin Refuah Min HaBehema may be referring to something totally different. We know, we already learned this with Shabbos, there's an Isser Midrabanan of taking medicine on every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. Why does the Chachamim make such an Isser? The Gzeir Mishum Shechika Samamonim, that we're afraid. But if you take medicine, in the old days, the medicine was usually prepared. You went to your backyard, you ground up some herbs. So that's an Isser of Tochein, a Shav, an Isser of Tochein. So therefore the Chachamim made a Gezerah. The Chachamim made a Gezerah that you shouldn't take any medicine, any liquid medicine, any solid medicine, any cream, anything. You shouldn't take anything Gezerah Mishum Shechikas Amamonim. So Shechikas, Shechakta Meladek. So maybe one could argue that a monin refuah min abehema means that we don't hold back from giving medicine to an animal on Shabbos. The word refuah here doesn't mean that we don't hold back from doing procedures to the animal. It doesn't mean we both do surgery on the animal. It doesn't say. Maybe a monin refuah, the word refuah, means like trufot. It means medicines rather than actions which would involve malachos. If that's the case, that Ein Monin Refuah Min HaBehema means that we give the animals all kind of medicines that they need on Chol HaMoed, then we're right back where we started from, that the Teshef is only talking about the Rabbanans, because the Isser giving medicines in the first place is not a Mitzvah. That's a Gezeira Otu Shchikas Amramanim. So maybe we can have a whole new reading of the Teshef. So we started off the Teshef 15 minutes ago, and we got all excited. The Teshef, the first time the Kama says, Makiz and Dal, and Chaliopas, you're allowed to do Hakadosh Saddam for animals on Cholomoyed. Sounds like it's a Nisid Yeraisa, Kodos Adam, and the Teshef is being Mati, Vishum Yeraisa. And just in case we misunderstood the first case of the Teshef goes on, says, Be'ein Moni Reform in a Behema. And you're allowed to do any kind of reform, no matter what. You take it to the vet, you can do a surgery, you can do an MRI, you can do anything you want to do with this animal. Everything's Mutter Reform on Cholomoy. That's how we thought the Teshef meant. 15 minutes later, we just chiseled down both halves of the Teshef. That the keys in Dam Lehem Lechani Yopis means, well, Hatzalus Adam is only the Rabbanim anyway, even on Shabbos, because of Rabbi Tam, it's Mok Shetzik Lagufa. And ain't on the Refumon, Refumon, that means, by the way, you're allowed to give your animals its vitamins or something. You give them its Tylenol, its animal Tylenol on Cholomoid. Don't worry about it. But to do a procedure, to go do some Melochet Yeraisa, absolutely out of the question. There's no statement in the Tesefta that that's Mutter. Well, let's ask. We thought the Tesefta was telling us a Gevaldika Kula. Turns out maybe the Tesefta is not telling us anything. So comes Tosfos in the fourth of the Mamakamas, and Tosfos says in my Yudam with Beis, Tosfos says they know before Behema to before the Behema Sheish Lamalochama Irei. So says Tosfos that which we just try to chisel away at the Tesefta with the breaks on the Tesefta and said that a modern reform in a behemoth just means you're allowed to give the animal its Tylenol, but it doesn't mean you're allowed to do an actual malacha. So says Tosfos, they don't think that that pshat is correct. Why? Says Tosfos, the refuah that the Tesef is talking about must be referring to malacha. Of our refuah she'ein ba is a malacha. Ragzeir mishum shchikas amamonim. Afilu b'shabes ikaman deshari. Says Tosfos, there is no way in the world to learn pshat in the Tesefta that says that you're allowed to give refuah to the animals of Cholomoid as referring to only taking medicine. Why? Because it's mutter for it, to give your animals medicine even on Shabbos. Why is that mutter? What happened to Gezeirah B'Shem Shchikas Amamonim? So the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim about this, and the Gemara says in Shabbos, that from Gilma Beis, it says, quotes, the Yisr Gezeirah Shchikas Amamonim was only made for people, wasn't made for animals altogether, even on Shabbos. Why? Very simple. What's the gezeira? The gezeira is, I'm feeling so miserable, I have such a terrible headache, that I'm going to get so concerned that I have to do something to make myself feel better. I'm going to go and do shchikas amamonim. I'm going to forget it Shabbos, I'm going to be so tarud, I'm going to go and chop up medicine, and I'm going to violate a mitzvah of pleches. If my animal doesn't feel well, no, I don't get so tarud, I'm not so close with my animal. The animal doesn't feel well, wait till after Shabbos till we take care of the animal. So there's less of a reason to be concerned of shchikas amamonim when it comes to animals than it is to people. So it turns out interesting flip in Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not allowed to take a Tylenol on Shabbos, but I'm allowed to give my animal. I give my dog. I don't know if I'm allowed to give the dog the Tylenol on Shabbos, because the whole Gezeirah Shchikas Amamonim never applied to animals in the first place. So Seth tells us, if the Isser of taking medicine never applied to animals, even on Shabbos, so obviously when the Tesefta says a modern reform in a behemah on Cholomoyed, it can't be talking about taking medicine. That would be an absurd statement. That would be a superfluous statement. Even on Shabbos it's mutter. Of course it's mutter on Cholomoyed. So obviously when the Tesefta said a modern reform, that means those actions which are involved in malachas, those things which would be asr on Shabbos, nikra din, on Cholomoyed, yes, what? They're going to be mutter. So when all the dust settles, Tosfos has now saved the Tesefta for us. Tosfos has now told us that our original pshat of the Tesefta was correct. We have to go back to the first Imam comes for the third time, and the Tesefta says, Mekizim dam lehem l'chaliopas. You're allowed to draw blood for animals on Cholomoy. Is that itself an Issa D'Raisa Rabbanan? Unclear. But the Tesefta says, don't take us wrong, says the Tesefta, the ain money reform in a behemah. You're allowed to do anything. Whatever you want is mutter. You're allowed to do their abundance, you're allowed to do their ISIS. And don't tell me a story that a motor reform means you can give medicine to your animals. A shkoyach, medicine to your animals, you can do that in Shabbos also. So if the Tesefta says you can give medicine to your animals on Cholomoyed, that would be an unnecessary statement. It must be that the Tesefta meant you can do whatever you want for your animals. So when all the dust settles, the halacha is pretty clear, at least the way Tosfos is presenting it, that we should not be misled by everything I said for the last 15 minutes. The end of the day, even though you could have drained the Nakadah Saddam, and you could have drained the Mother Behema, but the end of the day, the halacha is omedes, that you're allowed to take care of your animals on Cholamoyed, but Tzarech Refuah is Mutter on Cholamoyed. Everything goes B'Makom Refuah. And going back to what we said at the very beginning of this year, if it's Mutter B'Makom Refuah for animals, it's inconceivable that it would be also for people. People are going to be more called than animals. So L'chora, whatever is mutter for animals, which we just finished saying is a kind of Saddam and all of food, everything is mutter for animals. L'chora, everything is going to be mutter for people as well. However, the question becomes why? Where did this have to come from? You know, we've been learning Yechus Cholamoyed already for a couple of weeks. So the starting point of Yechus Cholamoyed is that it's not everything is also in Cholamoyed. You have to prove that it's mutter. You have to find some pre-existing halachic category. Why should we mutter? So we've already seen some of those categories. Davra Aved, and Tzarchei Aguf, and Tzarchei Yom sometimes, Tzarchei Rabin. You have to find the category why it's mutter, and then we can discuss it being mutter. But the starting point is that it's also, and according to Beri Rishonim, the starting point is it's also Midaraisa. We spoke to Arichos, that the Machlokes of Rishonim, where the Cholamoyed is Midaraisa, the Rabbanon. So what's the Heter? So Naniach, the Tais is right, Naniach that we pass in, that all malachas, everything in the Arais is a mutter for Tzarech Refu of the Hamas, as well as for Tzarech Refu of people, Kavachomer. Where does it come from? So comes the Ritva in the fifth of the Mount Kamas. The Ritva in my Katan Daf Yudam and Vey says, Meshkel Dava with the Hamas, when the Gemara speaks about drawing blood based on the Teshefta, says the Ritva, Perush, Yifnei Shehu Dover Ha'aveh. Says the Ritva, you want to know why it's mutter? It's mutter because it's called Dover Ha'aveh. That's what, if you don't take care of the animal may die, the animal may get worse, the condition may worsen. So therefore it's mutter mishum dabra aved. That's the heter, says the Ritva.
But we're not limiting it again.
Oh, okay, we're going to get it in a second. So this is the way the Ritva understood pshat in the Gemara. Now again, dabra aved, we spoke a little bit about in the past, need not be a vade dabra aved. It doesn't mean the animal's for sure going to die, for sure the condition's going to worsen. Even a suffering dabra aved, we said, was mutter. The Ritva himself had said this, that remember the Ritva said that why is Davar Ovid Mutter on Cholamoyed? Because basically Davar Ovid is a form of Tzarech Hayom. Says the Ritva in Maikotan that if you don't take care of your Davar Ma'avudim, you're going to be miserable on Cholamoyed. You're going to be nervous. You're going to be upset on Cholamoyed. That's going to shter your Simchas Yomtev. So the Ritva says that the Halacha is Machshev, that psychological Tzarech, as a Tzarech Hayom. So we said that based on that Ritva, we can understand why the Mishnebura, the Magen Avraham say, that even a suffix davar of it is mutter. We don't say suffix davar aisa l'chumran, the suffix davar of it, because even the suffix, the person is agitated. So since l'maisa, the heter of davar of it, is not so much the davar of it shiva, it's not the hefsed mamun that's matir, but it's the psychological, anguish that's matir. So if I'm a super, I have this $5,000 cow, and I'm afraid it may die, condition may worse if I don't get it to the vet now, and I'm going to be agitated about this of all the chalamayit, so that would be mutter. So that's a subcategory of the regular klal of davar avid. That's the way the Ritva presents the sugya.
What if the veterinarian tells you that the behem is definitely not for sakana?
It means if nothing's going to happen, if the situation is not going to worsen, then you can't do anything.
He would not be allowed to give a refuah and let
that's what it sounds like. Unless some kind of something, something could happen. Either die or get worse. Or
at the people.
Oh, we're going to get to people. We're getting to people. So l'chora, according to the Ritva, the davar avid is the matir when it comes to refuah behemoth. L'chora, we could carry that over to people as well. So here also a person, also sometimes has to go to the doctor, mishum davar avid. Now it need not be, let's say, a life-threatening situation, but it could be something that his condition is going to worsen. So if condition is going to worsen, that's also a shtickle davar avid. I'm going to lose something. If I go to the doctor now, so most the person has, I don't know, place. He has bronchitis. So if he goes to the doctor now, so the put him in the bronchitis will get better. If he doesn't go to the doctor now, so he'll end up getting pneumonia, and then he'll be much worse. It could be even if it's not going to be pikuach nefesh, but sometimes it is pneumonia pikuach nefesh, but even if it's not going to be pikuach nefesh, that's going to be a worse condition. Instead of being sick for a week, he's going to be sick for 3 weeks. That's also called a davar avid. So the Ritva goes with the root of davar avid. The question is, can we go a slightly different route, at least in the realm of refuah of behemos? So this goes back to what we spoke about in the past, about what's the status of other tzarchei haguf on chol hamoed. So if you remember, we had mentioned the Ritva, where the Ritva said in Marikatan that for the purposes of Ochol Nefesh, which is really on last sugya, so I put the sugya right immediately after the last sugya. See, for us it wasn't fair, we had a 3 week break, but we did the shiurim in the summer last summer, so the next day we learned the sugya, everything's still fresh. So if you remember, we learned there's a yisod that the Ritva presents for us in Maseches Ma'akatan, that the halach is that Eichel Nefesh is basically an absolute hefker on Cholam Moed. We mentioned that it goes even way beyond the scope of the regular din of Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov, even those things that would have been also on Yom Tov on Mutter on Cholam Moed. Moshe person is allowed to go to his backyard and pluck an apple off, even though that would be also on Yom Tov on Cholam Moed. That's Mutter. So the Ritva said that not only is Eichel Nefesh proper Mutter, but any Tzorche HaGuf are also subsumed under the heter of Eichel Nefesh, and the Ritva went even a third step. The Ritva says not only is Eichel Nefesh Mutter Chol HaMoed, not only is Tzorche HaGuf Mutter Chol HaMoed, even Yipui HaGuf is Mutter Chol HaMoed. Even those things which are not critical to the person's survival, physical survival, but they make him look nicer. So the Ritva says that's also called Eichel Nefesh, that's also called Tzorche HaGuf on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva brought a raya from the Tikkuni HaNoshim. The Mishnah says that women are allowed to do all kind of makeups and perfumes. They're allowed to prepare all their stuff, whatever they need, on Chol HaMoed. So the Ritva says, even though sometimes there may be malachas, there are ice and malv, what's the heter? Says the Ritva, that's called Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, Tzorche HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, it's all the same thing. Yipui HaGuf, it's all the same. That's why the Ritva said, that's why Me'ikir HaDin, it should have been mutter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Like the Mishnah says, that really Me'ikir HaDin, getting a haircut on Chol HaMoed, is not a malach on Chol HaMoed. It's also for a totally different reason. Shlo Yikonis the regular Kshu Menuvel, because we're afraid if you get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then you won't get one from before Yom Tov. But in terms of because malach, there's nothing wrong with it, because it's
Yipur. Shaving should be different than a haircut, though.
No, shaving and haircut are both examples of things which should have been mutter because of Yipur.
No, but shaving should be excluded. Shaving is more like makeup and Yipur HaGuf, because people do it Kol Yom.
No, so that was Rabbi Shiskula. That's right. That's what we spoke about in the past.
No, it's
not a Gemara. It is.
No, but even further, that and makeup, they also didn't prepare. And makeup was a much more difficult application than in today's time also. You couldn't go out and buy anything. Everything was handmade. But the shaving is the
Yipur,
it's mamish like putting up,
100%. So Yipur, so mitamalach, it's the gomor. The only problem is, the new gezerah that Rabbanon, kosh leikonis the regal kshu menuvel. So the question is, did they make that gezerah even on a person who shaves every day? That was the Ramosha. That was the whole.
It was interesting, Ramosha's last words, even in his tshuva, he gives both sides.
Right. But the whole discussion about shaving is only around the gezerah, it's not around malacha. Malacha is never an ashayla, because malacha is Yipur HaGuf, you know, mamish get a haircut, mitamalach on chol HaMoed. Okay, so we mentioned this yisod of the Ritva, and it could be.
No, sorry, I apologize, but shelo yikonis nefesh menuvel. But that's the hachana to the yontif. What I'm saying is, there's another aspect, which is the yipur HaGuf, like makeup is. There's two tzadim of shaving. One is preparing to go and shelo yikonis nefesh menuvel, and the other one is just to make yourself nice every single day.
No. So that's the shayla. See, the problem was this: man chazal, nobody shaves every day. We had beards. So we don't know whether Chazal asked shaving in a situation where people would shave every day. We don't know. That's the problem. That's where the ambiguity is.
Well, Chazal didn't shave. They cut their beard the same way they cut their
right. Hair. So we don't know. So we don't. Chazal speak about Ein Megalchim B'Moed, Ein Megalchim B'Moed, but we don't know what the modern day equivalent of that is. That's the shout. That's what all the machlokes is about. So getting back to the story. So we had a whole yisod from the Ritva that anything that's done with Tzorach HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, everything is all subsumed under Eichel Nefesh. If that's the case, then maybe we can give a different twist to why Malachas Refuah should be Mutter. Maybe Malachas Refuah, at least for people, should be Mutter, not because of the Dover of it. We don't have to come on the Dover of it. They're Mutter because of Eichel Nefesh. Because that's considered to be like the equivalent of Eichel Nefesh, of eating, of Yipur HaGuf, Tikkun HaGuf, etc. Because I want to feel better. My throat hurts. I want to go to the doctor, do a strep test, and I need an antibiotic. So that'll make me feel better. So that's called Eichel Nefesh. Maybe that should be the reason why it's Mutter. Nothing to do with Dover of it. However, if you remember, we said that not everybody agrees to that Ritva. We pointed out at the time that we think it's a Machlokes of Rishonim. Is that really true, that other Tzorche HaGuf really is a lach equivalent of Eichel Nefesh? We thought at the time that that's not really a Chol HaMoed shayla, that's really much more of a Yom Tov shayla. Remember, we spoke about them 6th in the Mar Makamos, the Mishnah in Beitza, and the Chafal from the Beis, where the Mishnah says, Beshame Omrim, Vayochem Adam Chamen L'Raglov, Ella Imkein Ru'in L'Shtia, that a person is not permitted to heat up water to wash his feet on Yom Tov, unless he can use that water for drinking. And then Tosfos quotes in the Shama, he actually does drink from the water. He heats up an urn for tea, and a little bit of water is left over, so he uses to wash his feet. But just to heat up water to wash your feet on Yom Tov, that would be also according to Bishan, right? Well, Beisilah Matirin, and Beisilah say that it's okay. So it's unclear why Beisilah says that it's Mutar. Why? What's the nature of the Hetzer according to Beisilah? So there appears to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. So the Ran, it's written out in the 8th of the Ramakom, it's not written out, the Ran in Beis Yud Aleph says that the reason why Beisilah holds that it's Mutar is Mitoch Shehutra Bishol Letzorech Hutranah Mishalol Letzorech. That just as Beisilah permit you to push a baby carriage on Yom Tov, because the Gemara in Beis Yud Aleph says, just as you're allowed to carry for food, you're allowed to carry for other needs as well. Not that carrying the baby carriage is called Eichel Nefesh. It's not Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means food. The only thing is, there's a special quirk in Uchaz Yantav, that the Hetzer in Uchaz Yantav, according to Beisilo, any malacha that's sometimes mutter for food is mutter for other needs as well. But not that we're equating other needs with food. So the Ran says, this is Beishamim Beisilo Shitoso. Bishama and Dafyid Beis, and Beis says you're not allowed to carry a baby on Yom Tov. That would be an issue d'araisa, to carry a lulav, a shofar, a machzer, according to Bishama. Bishama says you're only allowed to carry food. And Beis Hillel, well, matur mitach shutro tzol tzorech, utinam shalot tzorech. So says the Ram, that machloik is Bishama Beis Hillel, in the first breath of Beis about carrying, it's lushitosom in the second breath of Beis about heating up water for other needs besides food. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Yom Tov, writes, that the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter to heat up water on Yom Tov is because that's called Eichel Nefesh. The Rambam says the Feirish, that's called Eichel Nefesh, even though you're not going to drink it. The Rambam had an all-encompassing and expansive view of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means even if you're not ingesting it, it's not going into your mouth, it's enhancing your goof, that's also called Eichel Nefesh. So this machlaik is the Rambam and the Rambam look as Yom Tov. Do we make the jump that other tzrachim are called Eichel Nefesh or not? That's the question. Do we limit the term Ochel Nefesh to food, or do we say Ochel Nefesh means any other physical need? That Machlokes Islam in Iran is now going to spill over to Chos Chol HaMoed. So we have a din that you're allowed to do medicine, you're allowed to do all kind of medical procedures for people for sure on Chol HaMoed, no question about it. Not for animals, you can do it, Kavach Chomer for people. What's the Hetzer for people? Do we say the Hetzer for people is just plain old Dover Oved, like the Ritva said? Just as Hetzer for animals is Dover Oved, the Hetzer for people is only Dover Oved? Or do we say no? When it comes to people, we have another heter, and maybe even a better heter, maybe even a more expansive heter, heter of tzarchei aguf, of eichel nefesh. So it could be that shiloh, what's the nature of the heter of going to the doctor and getting medicine, all kinds of different procedures done in chol hamoed, may very well boil down to the machlokes, to Rambam and the Ran in Hilchos Yom Tov. Is there a category, is there an equation called tzarchei aguf equals eichel nefesh or not? My nafka mean it's mutter anyway to go to the doctor. We're going to see. Hopefully next week we'll see. This machlekes have shown him why medical procedures are mutter chol hamoed is going to make all the difference in the world, because according to some rishonim they may be very, very limited in scope. When the davar of it, yes, and when not. According to the Rambam, they may be all encompassing. I'll see mitzvah next week, the practical details of all this one.
Can we just say that it's good to have some chesed? Correct.